hear for tonight about one of the jobs, one of the privileges, one of the things expected of the family of God. A fearsome thing. The last move of God that comes forth in earth. Through Jesus Christ, he gives unto them. Listen to it. Power over all flesh. You know it's written in the scriptures. I don't have to argue doctrine with you. All I have to do is demonstrate it. Whosoever sins you remit shall be remitted unto them. Whosoever sins you retain shall be retained unto them. God gives and hath given to you power to absolutely destroy Satan and all works of flesh and every person's life that comes in contact with you. We see him in Revelation, the 19th chapter, riding forth out of the heavens with the family of God following him. The last family in earth. You'll begin to understand tonight, if you'll listen, some of the fearsome power that some of you have witnessed coming through me. Once God gets a person, full-fledged member of his family, to where he moves in love and grace without respect of persons, then he has a vessel through which he can declare his judgment power. To destroy the wicked that resist God and destroy Satan in the lives of the obedient-hearted people that has them entrapped. You'll begin to understand, some of you that have known me now, tonight, why many people in the past, when they touched me, died or was paralyzed. Or worse. How many of you witnessed to those things? Now you'll begin to understand it. Because he's not playing games in this day. He means to deliver his people, his obedient-hearted people, and he means to utterly destroy the rebellious from the face of the earth and burn them in a pit of fire where they'll be remembered no more in his creation. Do you believe that? He absolutely has set his mind that wicked man, Satan, and working through wicked man and wicked man along with it, shall go. Shall not more be anymore in his creation in heaven or in earth. And it hath been declared by the Almighty God, who giveth life and taketh away as it pleaseth him. Listen to our Father explain his vengeance, his plan of vengeance on the ungodly and earthen, for unrighteous man led by Satan. My righteous people were slain in the earth. Ah. were persecuted and tortured and killed in the earth. Yet I commanded my faithful people they should forgive, vengeance belongeth unto me. Righteous Abel, God has commanded his people to forgive and submit themselves to the slaughter of the ungodly. Paul said, we are killed as sheep all day long. Because God has said, I have appointed a day of my wrath when I'll permit this no more. Down at the changing of the age, he said, I call for the people. I make them my family. And I do with them just exactly like I did with all of my families. David, Solomon, and all those. I said, now, through you, I will slay the enemies of mine in earth. Listen to it now. But I appointed my day of wrath when I would permit no more killing. No more despising, no more disobedience by the unrighteous carnal-minded man. I said, in that day I build my kingdom, also declare my day of wrath. He that kills with a sword, with a sword, must also be killed with my fiery sword. He that leads into captivity all my people down through the years, must also be bound, held in captivity, for my fiery judgment at the end of the age. Working through man. that wrath and vengeance of God delivers all the obedient-hearted people by actually destroying Satan and all workings of their flesh with one power work of the Spirit. Sets them free. But it absolutely marks for judgment and destroys all ungodly and disobedient people that come in contact with you. Are you ready to listen to it? It's been given unto me to demonstrate it to you. If you want to move into it, all right. If you don't, all right. I'll just do it by myself. Ooh, I choose a man at the change of the age through which to work my full judgment plan. I call him forth out of the earth. Catch him up to my throne. Call him man-child. Out in the world he suffered and cried until I perfect my love and grace in him. I make him first my sacrifice in earth. I slay his old nature. I spared him none. Satan attacked him in all his fury. He only escaped by being crucified with Christ. My son and revealed him in earth. I led him one in pain and travail as people take my truth and disobey it. Then I reveal Satan working in man. And how that my judgment was against man. The only way that man could escape is for someone to be sacrificed so that Christ could be revealed in their body and their flesh and come forth in power and dominion, deliver the obedient, destroy all others. Listen to it. Many years I ministered to you. Two things would work against you. I'd minister Christ to you, Wayne, get you up in the midst, and you'd feel of him, touch him, and all you would feel wonderful. And in the next day or two, or when I saw you again, you'd be back in the same shape again. And all that, to me, that was terrible. In my flesh, I felt like getting after you with a stick and beating you. In my ignorance of my flesh. Because I did not see at that time that you weren't disobeying. Most of you were not disobeying willfully. You had influences working against you that you absolutely couldn't have. Isn't this correct? You had your old nature working in you, old nature of sin, controlled by Satan, your feelings, your desires, didn't you? And you also had outside of you a society of wicked people, religious people, that were continually warring against you, weren't they? Influencing you, seducing you, tricking you, deceiving you into disobeying God. Some in your own family. But how to deliver, I knew not how. The more I reveal Christ, the more you became disobedient in darkness and light. Corrupted is true with your own way. Finally, it was revealed. Your old nature had to go. That old fleshly nature working in you, that old sin nature, had to go. And all influences of wicked man, of your family and friends, had to go. But first they had to go out of you. Because every time you being like the Apostle Paul, the things that you wanted to do, you couldn't do them, correct? With all of your heart, you wanted to obey the Lord, didn't you? How many of you wanted to? But you found something working in you that every time you wanted to disobey the Lord, what happened? Well, every time you wanted to obey the Lord, what happened to you? Something else took you over, didn't it? Worry, fear, doubt, unbelief, correct? Something worn from inside. Paul said that's that law of sin, that old nature. Lord said, just rest for a little while, and then will come the power to destroy those things working in my obedient-hearted people, and also destroy the wicked in the earth. Let's go back over verse 12. Rob them of my love and grace. Now is the time of the fourth horseman. the pale horseman of death and hell following. For all who reject the message of grace. Now the sentence is death and hell far following. Judgment of fire for their own way. The second death is their sentence. At my white throne, my books are now open. Each man's deeds are now recorded. Cleanses them and wipes clean their books. All that reject your words which are mine, reject your judgment or your presence. My sentence is death, is passed upon them. Man, hell that follows. For the second day. You understand this? How many of you understand this? The family of God is being formed in earth today. Is the last visitation of God. Hadn't been one for many long years. Been a lot of so-called revival, soul-saving campaigns, if you want to call it that. A lot of preaching of good and evil, which is of Satan. Preaching turn from evil and be good, and I'll give you a salvation plan. It'll make you feel good for a little while, and it'll fail on you tomorrow, which is of Satan. A lot of hammering over the head with condemnation, isn't there, brother? Picking out so-called evil in your life and saying, now you turn from that and be good and join the church, and I'll make you saved, and all of that junk. Been a lot of that. But now you're messing with Almighty God that has formed his family in earth. And in forming a family in earth now, the message is that you reject one of them and you've had it, bud. You accept one of them and you've had my glory. Because I deliver into their hands the power. I don't send them forth in anger and wrath. I send them forth in love and grace. And I send them forth, they love all nations. They have no respect of person. They're blind to color. They're blind to class. They don't care what. They're blind to age. How many of you have become blind to anything except just the needs of God's people for the last few days? Said, I blind them in love and grace. They don't care who you are, what you look like, whether you're male or female, whether you're Catholic or Protestant. Whether you're black or white, whether you're poor or rich. So they just move in love and grace. And said, when you reject that, you've had it. That's all there is to it. Ooh. Said, through them I judge the earth. Listen to what he said. Here's what he did when he commissioned me to the throne. And he said to me, very plain, whatever you receive, you don't keep it for yourself. You impart it out to others. Did you know that's the plan of God? If I receive something from the Lord, a gift or something, and I don't impart that out to others and start leading them into it, do you know what happens to that gift? It goes stale. It's still a gift, but it becomes a thing of the flesh. Jesus gave the commandment, freely you have received, freely give. Okay? Listen to it. Remember I said when I brought you to my throne, and commissioned you, and gave you your charge. They that touch you, now touches me. And who you touch, it's me that's touching them. If they touch you, to receive deliverance, they touch me. By my fire they are healed. But if they touch you to do you harm, then I burn them with my judgment fire. And just see that glory moving on him and just absolutely destroys all works of Satan and all hindrance out of their lives. Did you know this? The power is given, hath been given unto you for this. Come on, you can drive. And I'm demonstrating this. I want you to understand it real clear. Get it real clear. I'm demonstrating this for you to begin to move into this thing. This is the only way you're going to ever deliver people. This talking and persuading them and them arguing and hassling with you, this won't work. Ooh. Ooh, the fiery sword of grace is yours. It absolutely cuts off their old nature, destroys Satan, delivers them high. Here they come. Jesus did the same thing. He said, thy sins are forgiven you. He released the power of the Holy Ghost on them. They were free. Now that same Christ that did that is now revealed in your flesh. And it's your job to do this very thing. Watch it. Watch it. Lay it right there on that anointing. Now some of you understand what strange power that you feel running out of me when I gather folks around you. What am I doing that for? To show it off to you? No, to demonstrate to you what you can receive to deliver you and to move you into that same thing. Let me tell you something. The world, all of God's people are going to stay in bondage until you or somebody gets to them and cuts Satan loose from their life, cuts their flesh loose from their life, and deliver them. He hadn't chosen angels to preach this gospel. He's chosen you. And he hadn't chosen it with enticing words of man's wisdom, but he's chosen it in power. The power of the Holy Ghost that moves through the flesh of his people. His last family on earth, it becomes, he gives you power over all flesh. Why? Because you're going to go out and kill them? No, because you're going to go out and put the Holy Ghost and the blood of Christ on them to deliver them. Ooh, just watching it. it moving through you. Now watch him. Oh, ease him down. Oh, see him? Set him free there. Oh, ease him on down, Jerry. The obedient-hearted people have nothing to fear. Even though they may resist you, they may argue with you, be in bondage to religion, may try their best to get away from you, they don't have a chance. Not a chance. Not a chance. Once you move into this power, you absolutely destroy Satan. And I'll tell the story of what happened to me this afternoon when I was going. Can I tell that? Yeah, be fine. It was real amusing. Real amusing. After I got through this message, the Lord said, now it's time to demonstrate and explain to you what's been happening. You didn't understand what was flowing out of me, did you? But God wanted to get you ready for it because you're supposed to let the same thing flow out of you. It's not just for me. You say, well, I can never do it. It's real simple. Come at rest and it comes out. It's not you. It's the work of the Holy Ghost working through you. And I'm coming out, getting ready to come up here this afternoon and run, come around the corner of the building. Right there in my face was a little old, bitty old lady. She was still on, just quarreling and grumbling and going, meow, 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 meow. Demons just talking out of her, you know, quarreling and grumbling, meow, meow, meow. I got up close to her. She said, all these hippies around here, all they want is a dollar or two to get dope in there. You know how folks do. Just grumbling and said they ought to put them in jail and this and that and other. And I just reached out, watch. I just reached out and touched her on the shoulder. Like that. I said, you know, they've made jails for all folks like that. Cost us no telling how much. Oh, to build old jail, and you and I'd have to pay for it. And the glory come all over. She said, that's right. She went running all the way. Now, that's a simple little thing. But did you know that old lady left from there skipping? When I first come up to her, the devil had her. She was growling. You've seen folks like that, ain't you? Just growling, grumbling, demon just talking out of her. Biggest state of turmoil you ever seen. And just one little touch and a little word of wisdom, whatever the Lord gave me, she was skipping off from there. You just looking around? Delivered her. And of course, the Lord told me I'd have grabbed her and put her through the three gates right there, but he didn't say do it. He just wanted to deliver her. She is tormented by that thing. Did you know she was tormented? She didn't know why she was growling and grumbling and hating. The devil's had her. Well, when she left, she is all smiles. Ooh. Ooh. And this is the power you have over all flesh. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, glory, move on you there. Ooh. Ooh. Come on here. Ooh. Ooh, Earl, you and Roman Mary, get up here. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ooh, just lay your hand right on that anointing. Let it begin to move through you. And take your hand. Ooh, that fiery sword. Ooh. 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 You'll begin to learn how to do this thing, but I've got to demonstrate it to you. Sort of fearsome, isn't it, Brother Ron? You see him riding out of the heavens in Revelation, the 19th chapter, with his family following. And he said, now is the sacrifice of God in earth. What does he have on his anointing? On his vesture? You remember? Blood. That spirit of life, which is the blood of God moving out of that anointing. Watch it hit her. Watch it. That blood of Christ that cleanses her. Watch it. See it cleansing her? Out of it. And what's written across him? All across his whole body? The Word of God. Ooh. Ooh. What is the Word of God? Can someone tell me what Paul called the Word of God? The sword of what? What is the word of God? The sword of the Spirit. Ooh, just lay your hand right on that anointing. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that Spirit of life moving in him. Mm-hmm. Which is the blood of Christ cleansing him. How's the blood applied? By the Holy Ghost. Are you applying it, Brother Bruce? No, I'm just administering the Holy Ghost. Sword of grace. Ooh, right through his hand. And also he had with him a rod of iron and he should smite all nations. And his family was falling right along behind him. Family was falling right along behind. You feel it, Jesse? Okay, you got it. No, you got it right. Lay it right on that. Just close your eyes, Lord Jesus. Here it comes. Catch him there and put him down. Whoa. Keep him. See that glory moving on him there? Whoa. It's for you. I'm not demonstrating this thing to impress you what I am. Did you know what I am? I'm nothing. But you know what that is in me? That's Christ. And that same one is in you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. I'm sent to demonstrate the Spirit and power so that you can thank something to me, yes, but that you can also see Christ working in you. This is the way for you to move. That's all I am, is a demonstrator. Ooh, that ought to be enough, though, shouldn't it? Feel it? Feel it washing through you? Watch it now. I'm going to just blow on her. Ooh. 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 Victory and deliverance has come in the earth. Now he has given power to his family over all flesh. Ooh. You believe this? Sure. It's the way it's supposed to be. Ooh. See it moving down on her? Ooh. Blood washing through her, cleansing her. Ooh. Holy Ghost quivering through her. Ooh. Ooh. Now watch her. I'm going to just blow on her. Ooh. Easy and his burden is light. Y'all gonna get busy on it too, aren't you? You're gonna gang up two or three in a gang here and you're gonna let these things move in you, aren't you? Or three or four in a gang, aren't you? Are you? Watch it. See it moving through him? Something is, isn't it? Just blow on it. Marcella, you can be next. Oh, let's turn around where everybody can see you. Oh. Remember, he had on a vesture spotted with blood. What is the blood of Jesus Christ in the Spirit? Paul called it the Spirit of life that works through the anointing of the Holy Ghost. So there is therefore now no condemnation. For the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. The Spirit of life is the blood of God, isn't it? Didn't you know that? How do you administer? He had the vesture on. It's spotted with blood. Watch it. head moving on her. Watching through her. Ooh. Ooh. Now just touch it. Just put that fiery sword of grace. Ooh. You remember how I led you to be crucified with Christ, absorbed in him, then led you into the tomb to be separated from your old nature, made a new creature, glorified. He now given that in power in your hands to do all that at one whack. Wow. Then put them right through the gates, and here we go. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Sister James, you can't hardly wait to try it, can you? You need to get started in it. Ooh, God's called you as deliverers. People out there travailing in bondage, they're not going to get delivered until someone goes and delivers. You want me to do it all? Then I'd be robbing you of your job, wouldn't I? Ooh, who would keep these demonstrations going to keep you growing if I went out there and did it all? Could you do that? Anyone here want to take a swap place with me and let me go? Oh, boy, I'd love to go out there. Loll up and down that beach. Get all those little old ladies and get them delivered, you know, and all those old men that are caught with Satan. Oh, you can deliver them. Just touch them. Look at her. Just going to blow on her now real good. Watch it. Ready to move into it? Let's keep demonstrating here. We don't want you to get, we want everyone to sort of get a touch until the Lord says stop, all right? Turn her around, watch her clean. I'll just walk around with her there for a while. See it moving all her. Sean be in there here pretty soon. Let's get Bill around where everybody can see him. You know how many you're sacrificing the earth? The whole earth. Great men, small men, rich men, poor, bond, free. You make a sacrifice out of it. You know when you cleanse them that old nature, you know you sacrifice that thing? What about those that resist you? You know what happens. I don't have to tell you. Don't you, brother? See the blood cleansing him? Come on, man. To be next after Brother Chong. Watch it now. Watch it moving down on him. Y'all sitting out there feeling it too, aren't you? Come on, Rena, before you knock a hole in that. You can be next. See it moving down on him. Can't hardly stand the washing of the blood, can you? Because that spirit of life goes to pulling through you. But that sword of grace, when it hits you, watch it. Pow! It cuts loose all that old nature. Come on, Brother John. And you keep each other clean that way, too. Oh, yeah, Satan go to the building back in him. You have power over all flesh. Go to giving you problems. Got some of your old habits go to coming back on you. Go to your brother or sister or whoever, and put your hand right on their chest. Let them put that sword of grace on you. Cut that thing out of there. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Why you want to make something hard out of it? Why you want to make a lie out of it? Do you want to make him out a lie? How many of you want to make him out a lie? He said his yoke was easy and his burden is light, didn't he? Then if you've got a heavy, hard yoke on you and a heavy burden, God didn't put it on you, did he? Who put it on you? Satan, that's exactly right. And how did Satan put it on you? Through all those old religious teaching, family and friends, you better be good. You better try. You better do that. What are you better talking about being good? If you could do it yourself, why did Christ have to die? He saw you couldn't do it yourself, didn't he? How many of you realize you'd never make it yourself in your own strength? Then you're a good candidate for accepting the deliverance by the Holy Ghost through Jesus Christ. Oh, watch him now. See that blood washing through it? Oh, still feel it moving all over your path? You're not going to get rid of it either. Ooh, it goes to singing through you. Join hands. Everybody join hands. Close your eyes. Ooh, get ready. Let me get right up here somewhere. Ooh, I'll get right here. Let me get both y'all's hands standing. Are you ready? Everybody ready? Let's see if anything happens. No, don't stand up. Or you're going to all fall down. Stay down. Let's see if anything happens. Wonder if that thing is true. know you turn white, glorious. Oh. Now let's see if it'll work through someone else. Oh, come here, Bob Sid. You put your hand right there on Brother Ron. Let's start applying it there, Brother Ron, when you feel a release. Hold his hand. Reach your hand out there and hold it. Reach your hand out and hold his hand. Identify it. Oh. Oh. Now when you feel a release, reach out and touch him on the head. Oh. 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 Young squirt like Pat. Let's see if it works through Pat. You know, the promise of God is in the kingdom that they shall all know me from the least to the greatest, from the youngest to the oldest. Is this correct? Ooh, reach out and lay your hand right there on her anointing. Hold her hand there, Pat. Ooh. Just start moving in the spirit. Groaning. That's it. See it moving down on her? Ooh. Now reach out and touch her. Oh, oh! You feel that release moving in you? Just reach out there. Come on, girl. Oh, oh! The day of vengeance. What is his vengeance declared upon in his obedient people? If he has a person that has an obedient heart, yet they're ignorantly overcome, what is he going to put vengeance on them for? The vengeance is against Satan and against their flesh that has overcome them. The deliverance is for them. But for the disobedient, That fire sword cuts their throat and makes a sacrifice out of them before God. Marks them for death, the pale horseman, and hell that follows. Destroys them, and that second death. Ooh, or in the complete death. Ooh. Come on, Brother James. You ain't hardly standing. Keep hands on there. Brother Gus, keep him moving. Oh. It doesn't matter who they are, just so they're willing and obedient. They don't do the work. They say, Lord Jesus. Once they say, Lord Jesus, he does the work. Is this correct? But who does he do it through? Did he send the angels to do this? Did he? Does he do it out of the air? Who does he bring deliverance through? Men. Men. You, men and women. Did he change his plan anywhere in the Bible? Did anyone see where he's not going to use man anymore? Yeah, can you prove to me in the Bible anywhere that he's not going to use man anymore? He's still going to use man, isn't he? Correct? Can he use a person that is not moving in love and grace? Can he? Can he use a person that's all involved with respect to persons and prejudice, hate? He can't use them. He can't. That's the reason he can't use religion today, because they are all the religions. They're filled with a hate one another, despising one another. All religions are. I don't care what they are. Whether they're Catholic, Protestant, or un-Protestant, or what they are. They hate one another. They're prejudiced. So God can't use them, can he? Who did he have to pick? Someone they don't care what you look like, what color you are. They don't care how young you are, how old you are, what kind of shape you're in. All they want to do is just let that love and grace pour out to you. That's the kind of people he can use. And once you escape that corruption that's in the world through lust, to where you love without respect a person, there's no guile in your mouth, you're just right for an open vessel, the Lord, to just move through you in deliverance to people. Strongest nature of God is love. Make no mistake about it. The strongest nature of God is love. What did Paul say about love? Love never faileth. When you descend upon a person with love, you don't have to tell them. Feel it. Just your presence is love. You descend upon them with malice and scare and fear and prejudice, then that, your presence exudes that thing, imparts it, doesn't it? I don't care how ugly you are, pretty you are. We're not talking about flesh and love. We're talking about a spiritual love moving out of your body. Ooh, aren't we? Ooh, see, every person that's one of our Father's creation that's in trouble by Satan and flesh.